Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. It's always a pleasure. And those of you who just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, thank you very much for that. We really appreciate you folks who keep coming back. Tom Asecker is our guest. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a good friend, and the author of Sandbox Wisdom, The Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom, A Clear Eye for Branding, and A Brand New World, among others. He's one of the top minds in branding, as far as I'm concerned, in the world. And we're happy to say he's our friend. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here, as always. I was telling Tom as we went to the As I opened the show this today, at the top of the hour, I was talking about branding and telling them that you were going to be here and that we were probably going to talk about branding and how much, of course, they know how much I like talking about branding, because I think this is one of the most important cerebral issues, especially that small business owners can get their heads around. And I just said, you know, if there's one thing that if you wanted to go sit on a riverbank where it's quiet and all alone and contemplate your business, if there's one thing that would be good to contemplate on that riverbank, it would be the concept of branding. Branding has plenty of execution to it, but before you execute, you really have to think about it, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, most people think of branding as a logo or a tagline. And in essence, the tagline does nothing but reinforces the value that you've already created in someone's mind about your business. You can't create a tagline and create a business. You create a business, and then the tagline comes from that experience that absolutely, positively has to be there overnight. That was created once FedEx that did a great job at providing packages overnight
when they could
every
back,
time.
When they could back it up.
Absolutely right. That's what a brand is the experience that people have. Not the tagline.
So if we're sitting on that bank and we're saying, okay, I want to be able to say the best hamburgers in the world, or I want to be able to say nobody delivers dry cleaning faster than we do, or our shoelaces never break, or whatever it might be, there's an awful lot of thinking that has to go into being able to back that up before you can say that. And more importantly, Tom, to be able to have something that your customers will say that about you.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, I like to put it really simply and think about the questions that people will ask themselves. See, there's two parts to the equation. The first part is you've got to attract people for the first time to your business. If small business owners are sitting out there saying, wow, I don't need to attract any new customers. I already have a bunch of customers. Well, then what they need to ask themselves is they have to go and get the book, Fred Reichheld's new book called The Ultimate Question.
Fred was on the show last Friday.
Fred is a great guy, and I think this book is a profoundly insightful, simple book, because it says if you've already had a whole bunch of customers and you want to know if you have a strong brand and whether you're going to grow, all you got to do is ask them one question. How likely is it that you would recommend us to a friend?
Mm. Mm.
That's it. Because if you have that kind of great value, people will likely recommend you because they're putting their own reputation on the line. Now, the front half of the thing, though, is if you need to attract new people to your business, that question doesn't matter. There's three other questions that you have to think about, and they're really simple questions. The first question is, huh? The second question is, so what? And the third question is, how? And really, these are important questions that every small business, if they want to grow, needs to sit down, like you said, on a riverbank with a pen and a paper and say, am I addressing these three questions? Let's go with the first one, the huh.
Is that a question or a grunt?
That's a little bit of both. I mean, here's the question that you want to create. You want to create a huh in all of your prospects' minds. You want somebody to see something and say, huh? What is that? Because if they don't say, huh, what is that? If their brain isn't surprised by your storefront, your signage, your advertising, your people, by something, they will not pause for a second. People are busy. If they think they know something already, they just stay on autopilot.
They're looking for a little wow, and we're going to get Tom to tell us how to get that wow, how to deliver that wow, right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. There's a little Dan Fogelberg for you from the Innocent Age album. One of my favorites of all time. It's a double album, by the way. I encourage you to find that one. It's the songs. There's probably 30-something songs on that album, and it's not a bad one in the bunch. And it's probably about a 25-year-old album, too, by the way. Tom Asacker is our guest. He's hard to beat, too, folks. He's the author of so many books on branding. It's just a great body of work. And, Tom, we need your website, please.
Yeah, it's a clear eye, acleareye.com.
Acleareye.com. Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, luckily enough, over the last few weeks, I've been posting a chapter every Monday from one of my most popular books, which is A Brand New World, that gives 10 principles for how to be successful during chaotic times like these. So if you go there now, you'll be able to read. I think I've posted up to chapter 6, and I'll be posting every Monday an additional chapter. So that's there, a lot of articles, links to other articles, books, things like that. It's a resource to help people grow their businesses.
Check it out, folks, and use it to your advantage. And, Tom, thank you for making that available to my audience. We're talking about the three questions. The first one is, huh, and that's where you've got to create a little wow for them, haven't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, human beings are very simple creatures. If something appears familiar to us, if we believe we understand something, then we don't even pay attention to it. It's like driving to work. Haven't you ever driven to work and you're 20 minutes into your drive and you say to yourself, how did I get here? I don't remember
going through that intersection.
Right. That's what the brain does when it thinks it understands the world. It sends everything it knows into the background. So our brains are stimulated by surprise. We're looking for novel information that we think is going to help us predict the future, figure out what's going to happen next so that we can gain a little edge. So if we don't create huh, people will not stop. If they see a sign and it says, buy one, get one free, they've probably seen a million of those signs. So they don't see it. They just walk right by it. So this is where you've got to get creative so that people will stop and consider you. That's all you want with the huh, is have them to say, what is that? What is going on here so that they try to understand what's going on? That's step one. That's the first step. Once you get step one accomplished, number two is pretty easy. Number two is they're asking themselves, so what? Okay, so now they said, huh? What is that? And now they're looking at it, and they're starting to understand it. So now the next question on their mind is, so what? You know, why should I care about that? What's it going to do for me? And this is where they're trying to discover the true value in what your offering is. And I mean the unique combination of values. You know, what they want to do is they don't really care about price. I mean, everybody thinks that value is a price-driven equation. But economists have proved long ago that value is not about price. It's about the benefit that people expect to receive in the future. And what they're trying to do is maximize that benefit. They're buying possibility. They're not buying the thing. Mm-hmm. They're buying the possibility of saving time. They're buying the possibility of being more financially secure or being more attractive or living longer or having fun. So that's what they're trying to figure out with so what.
And especially if they get the idea that whatever it is that is the what can be customized for them, a little, even just a little bit. They can get no lettuce, or they can get, you know, they can get their tires rotated every 3,000 miles instead of every 5,000 miles. If you can give them the belief that they can get that so what just customized just a little bit, that's what makes them. That's another reason that they come in to your business anyway, to small business.
That's perfect. In other words, the value that you offer has to satisfy two criteria if you want people to stop and consider it. It has to be unique. And just like you said, unique is, oh, wow, I can get this made this way. Nobody else is offering that to me.
Right.
And it has to be relevant, which means I care about having my tires rotated every so many miles. So in some cases, you need to educate them a little bit. Sometimes people don't even know that what you know is a benefit is a benefit.
And here's the opposite, Tom, of what I just said. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. No substitutions. You can't have this dressing on that salad. No substitutions.
You know, yeah. That's, how many times do we run into that, right?
That's the opposite. And when you run into, you know, the thing that drives people away from big businesses is when they say, well, that's our policy. You know?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So the next one is?
Well, think about it. Something has stopped you, and you say, huh? Wow, that's interesting. Then you look at it and you say, wow, that's a very unique combination of values. I really desire that. The third thing that your brain says is, wait a minute. How can they do that? No one else is offering that. Mm-hmm. How is it that this company can do that? Now, if you don't answer the how do we do this, people are going to say it's a scam. How many times have I seen offers that say, get free this, you can get this, call now, and we'll throw in all of this.
Right.
And we look at this stuff and we say, how many times have I heard this? This is some kind of scam.
Not available in stores. Hey, Tom,
right.
Hold on to that thought. When we come back, folks, I have seen people do all the things that Tom just said perfectly, but they made one fatal mistake. And when we come back, we'll talk about that with Tom right after these messages. It's 10 till the hour. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
When this whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a wonderful visit with our good friend Tom Asacker, the author of Sandbox Wisdom, and The Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom, A Clear Eye for Branding, and the book that he's put, where he's posting several of the chapters on his website, A Brand New World, and that's acleareye.com, right, Tom?
Exactly.
All right. When we went to the break, Tom, you were talking about you had given us the three exclamations, I guess I should say, that people need to be asking. They need to be feeling these things when they see our businesses. The first one was huh, and the second one was what? Is that right?
Yeah. So what?
So what? And the third one is how do they do that?
How?
Right. How? And so what I was saying was that I've seen people do that. As we went to the break, I said, I've seen people do all three of those things perfectly, and I've experienced that. But then there was a fourth thing, Tom, that they didn't do, and I've actually told them this even as I was doing business with them. And that is they got me to do all three of the things that you just said. I was impressed, and I actually did business with them, but they weren't charging enough for what they were doing. See, if you go to Walmart, you don't get all three of those questions answered like that. Nobody says, huh, at Walmart. Nobody says, wow, how do they do that? Nobody says that at Walmart. And you can get it allegedly cheaper at Walmart. But when you go to a small business, if they wow you, and if you can answer all those questions the way you want them to answer them, or if you answer them the way they want you to answer them, you know, that people will pay more for that, won't they?
Or they'll come back. I mean, you got two things going on. One is get people to pay more, or get them to keep coming back over and over.
I want both of Tom. I want both of those. I want them to pay more and come back.
Well, there you go.
This is why small businesses go out of business, Tom. There are plenty of people who are capable of being creative and coming up with wow, but they still believe that they've got to fight a price war with Walmart. And folks, you cannot stay in business if you fight a price war, because the price war is over and we lost.
Yeah, well, that's why I told you in the so what equation, it's not so what I want the price. They've already got that figured out with Walmart. They're looking for somebody to provide them something else, a different combination of values, other than one-stop shopping for everyday low-price brands that don't change.
They want gravy on their mashed potatoes.
Exactly.
They can get the mashed potatoes at Walmart. They want you to put gravy on it, and they'll pay for it.
Right. They want some personal attention. They want you to care about them and their needs. They want to learn something new. They want to experience something better. That's what you have to provide. Now, Jim, I think it was really interesting that you combined the huh and so what in one comment before you went to break.
Yeah.
You said, I've seen people do all three of these and miss this one fourth thing and they failed. And people went, huh?
Yeah.
And then they went, and then they said, I need to know about that. And that's what you have to do. Just what you did is what people should do all the time. Get people to say, I need to know about that. I need to find out. I need to experience that. I want to be a part of that. How do I do that? And once you do that, I mean, that's... Now, the last question again is Reichel's question. You've done all three of those. So they've come in and experienced it. Will they recommend you to a friend?
Mm-hmm.
You can't be these the way these big businesses are, where they try to fool you with all this fancy advertising, and then you call them up and you're placed on hold for 40 minutes. You've got to deliver that experience on the heels of answering those three questions. You've got to give them something that they'll turn around and tell their friends, because here is the deal. When somebody tells somebody else about the experience they had with your business, they have just overcome all the questions that person would have asked. Mm-hmm. Because they don't need to ask huh, they don't need to ask so what, and they don't need to ask how. They've just had a friend tell them all three of those in one statement.
And as Fred said last week on this show on Friday, that is the ultimate question.
That is the ultimate question. He's absolutely right.
But you got to get to a point where you can get your customers to ask those questions, and you got to be able to ask your customers that question. Hey, Tom, thank you for being here. Give us your website one more time.
It's ACLEAREYE.
Thanks, Tom, for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.